to the one who has ears to hear, not only in this place, but those watching and those who will hear these things spoken by others or resound from this place. Hear what the Spirit has to say. For when I said in my word, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some have become, as you see that day approaching, understand this, that it was not on the line which the church, as in feeble excuse, bought into the lie, that it was just because or just in the certainty of attending a service or becoming part of something that I was doing locally. But know this, that I've set an order in the earth for my purpose in these last days. Branches attached to the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches individually. But I've set forth in the vine branches that would be coupled together and be bound together as many cords as a strand that would bring forth my glory and for the purpose of my glory in the earth and to teach men to follow righteousness and forsake evil and or enter into the place where I could come and empower them with a latter day anointing that would represent that which the first begotten left on the planet as a prototype. But know this, there is a war. There is a war against that particular vine, that particular branch to separate with every type of excuse possible. And many of them coming from that place in which Satan wars against the saints to weary them in the last days. But he who has ears to hear, do not let your heart become estranged from this place not being physical as much as it is in doctrine and in teachings and exhortation of my word. Hold to these things, for generals have come and generals have gone, but my truth remains, says the Spirit of the Lord. That which generals have taught and laid the groundwork for the revival, hold to these things, for they're true and faithful all the way to the end, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I saw in the sovereignty of myself that many would come and many would go, and then some would pass from the earth before the days would be fulfilled. But that does not make any less the truth in which I laid. But many have grown weary in well-doing and begin to forsake the assembling of themselves together, not in the purpose of physically, but allowed things to slowly, as you would say, drip by drip, estrange them. Not so much often as in offense or something that would turn away in a hard sense of the word, but just a feeling that the enemy brings, and just an estrangement that brings forth a lukewarm sense. These things come from the evil side, from doctrines of devils that would separate. And then when caused separation has come, when that has begun to come, there's always an alternative. There's always an alternative path that looks just as much having everything to offer as in gold. But I have said to you from the beginning, stay on this path. For this is a path that in the end reveals itself unashamedly full of righteousness, peace, and power. And all the works that He did, you'll do also. For many, even now, are walking in a place where they are without knowledge and without purpose and without deliberateness, beginning to be estranged from this place. But know this, my call is to you. Warm yourself up. Warm yourself up once again. Turn into these doctrines, into these sayings, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And even association, physical association, brings forth an accompaniment of my grace to cause the roots to be reestablished, says the Spirit of grace. Stay on this path. Stay on this path, the latter end. It's without glitz. It's without glamour. Sometimes it carries a sparseness, very sparse of numbers at times. But know this, in the end, you'll find yourself joined together with many streams, all carrying the same burden for revival and for purpose. And you'll be surprised in the end how many in the earth I've held for myself in these last days. Stay on this path. And you'll be glad you did in the end. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, says the Spirit of grace.